Coming to you from the pounding heart of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, true love in the Big Apple. Convicted sex offender Anthony Weiner back with his one and only Uma Abedin. Isn't that sweet? But didn't they get divorced? Well, no matter. They're back together and living in blissful harmony. Number two, while we're talking about the Big Apple, the epicenter of Mayor de Blasio's socialist utopia, well, it was plunged into darkness again Monday, a preview of what soon will come for all of those who love the socialist agenda, trust me. And number one, the president says he could win the war in Afghanistan in a week, no problem. It would just leave 10 million people dead. So he doesn't want to pursue that course of action. Thank God. It's just part of his impromptu teleconference yesterday with a whole bunch of reporters while the Prime Minister of Pakistan was sitting to his side. He took questions for, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes. And the question about war in Afghanistan was just one of the questions he answered. It's bite number six. I want you to hear this. I found it a bit, I understand what he's saying. I just don't like the way he said it. Bite number six. Go.
And I think Pakistan's going to help us out to extricate ourselves. We're like policemen. We're not fighting a war. If we wanted to fight a war in Afghanistan and win it, I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in literally in 10 days.
So he took questions from Pakistani reporters, from American reporters. I mean, he just does this on occasion, which I appreciate. Whenever Donald Trump is accused of not being available, I just laugh. He's not taking questions from the press. He hasn't held a formal press conference. He takes questions all the time. He sits down with the New York Times and the Washington Post and other outlets that he considers to be reckless, fake news, as he would call it. And he sits down with all sorts of folks, and there was just another example of him taking a bunch of questions. By the way, he says his interest in Bob Mueller's appearance tomorrow on Capitol Hill is not a big one. And if you missed it, the Department of Justice has told Bob Mueller he can only comment about what's in the report. He has to stay within the four corners, which he already said he would do. But the Department of Justice sent him a letter making that clear that he can't go beyond what's in the report. So tomorrow's big thrill for the Democrats turns out to be a Democrat buzz kill, it seems. But let's go to the president. Says he only has a passing interest in hearing from Bob Mueller. It's bite number two. Go.
No, I'm not going to be watching. Probably, maybe I'll see a little bit of it. I'm not going to be watching Mueller because you can't take all those bites out of the apple. We had no collusion, no obstruction. We had no nothing. We had a total no collusion finding. The Democrats were devastated by it. They went crazy. They've gone off the deep end. They're not doing anything. They're not doing health care. They're not doing infrastructure. They're not lowering drug prices. I'm lowering drug prices. First time in 53 years that drug prices went down last year. 53 years. And I'm doing that without the help of Congress, which makes it much tougher to do.
You know, the list of accomplishments is pretty impressive. Whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, whether it's tax cuts, making a deal with Mexico, the USMCA, working on the First Step Act and getting people released from prison, mostly people of color that shouldn't have been there as long as they were because they were overpunished. You look at the work on the drug prices. But then yesterday, the president makes a deal with Democrats on the budget. Makes a deal with the Democrats on the budget that I find highly concerning. Disconcerting, that is. $320 billion in additional spending, and the debt limit is suspended for the next 2 years if this deal gets approved by Congress, which it will. It just means a two-year budget, debt ceiling is raised, no poison pills. It raises discretionary spending in the years 2020 and 2021. It's just a free-for-all again. A free-for-all again. Whatever happened to the budget hawks? Where is Rand Paul? Where are the people that said, we can't do this? My biggest frustration with Republicans, with so-called conservative members of Congress, You get elected, say, I'm not going to support this kind of craziness. And then here comes the budget. Well, you know, we need more for the military. That's fine. But then you gave piles of money for more social spending and more of this and more of that. And we hear all the stories that they have to spend every nickel before the end of the year. They won't get that money again. It is reckless with the taxpayers' money. Working men and women provide that money. And it's reckless. Back to the press conference now for a moment. Trump took time to sideswipe Bob Mueller on his way to the swamp for his Wednesday appearance on Capitol Hill. Not only will the president say he's not really watching, he says Bob Mueller's compromised. Bite 7. Go.
Robert Mueller, I know he's conflicted. There's a lot of conflicts that he's got, including the fact that his best friend is Comey. But he's got conflicts with me, too. He's got big conflicts with me. As you know, he wanted the job of the FBI director. He didn't get it. And we had a business relationship where I said no. And I would say that he wasn't happy. Then all of a sudden he gets this position. But you know what? He still ruled, and I respect him for it. He still ruled. No collusion, no obstruction. And this thing should have ended a long time ago. This has been going on for 2.5 years. And we're never going to allow this to happen to another president again, because most of them wouldn't be able to take it.
Most of them wouldn't be able to take it. There's a lot of truth to that. So I go back to the accomplishments, whether it's the tax cuts or the USMCA or whatever it is that you want to point to and say, hey, he got that done. What would have gotten done if there hadn't been all of this headwind? I mean, honestly, and maybe that's the point. Maybe the Democrats realized he would get a lot more done, and they're just trying to stop his agenda. Maybe that's what the whole baseline thinking was for the Mueller investigation, for the Russia collusion narrative, the false narrative that continues to be pushed by Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and others. These are two guys who have said for years now that they have the goods on Donald Trump. They have proof of a conspiracy. They have proof of obstruction of justice. Well, if you do, boys, where is it? Step up. Don't be shy. Tell us where it is. Come on down. Bring your evidence with you. Let's have a look at it. I'm an honest individual. If you have evidence that this president committed a crime, let's see it. Bob Mueller apparently didn't find it. William Barr didn't find it. Rod Rosenstein didn't find it. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Bruce Orr tried to manufacture evidence, but that didn't work. False filings like the Steele dossier were used to create the baseline for FISA warrants to create something. That didn't work. The emoluments attempt was a blatant failure. Violations of the Logan Act, a blatant failure. You got the goods, Adam? Jerry? Bring it. Otherwise, let's get on with the business of the nation, shall we? 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Sale. Savings.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Join Town Square Media at Ellie's Race 5K Run Walk Saturday, July 27th at 8 a.m. on the campus of Jackson National Life in Okemos. Register as an individual or a team and help support Ellie's Place, a healing center for grieving children and teens and young adults. Proceeds provide peer-to-peer support services at no cost to families. Ellie's Race 5K is a family-friendly event and includes a kids' mile, kids' dash, prizes, and more. Join us at Ellie's Race, Saturday, July 27th. For more information or to register, visit elliesplace.org.